Advisory Chair of May 2019.
Okay, so, all right, so you have served for 20 and 21, okay. Okay.
I guess, no, it's not, sorry. I haven't served for 24 months. It's been 20-ish months. The May that sets me up for 19 or 20 months.
So May 20 is when you, roughly when you yes. Chair, okay. So basically you have not served two full terms, and so I think you would actually be, would qualify for a term this coming year, if you would like.
And would that be for the full year? Or just for the
Yeah, because the bylaws talk about they envision full terms, and you've basically served one full term so far as a chair.
I see.
The bylaws allow full terms.
All right, so I guess I'm a full member. Who are the other full members that could be potentially be chair or vice chair?
Jake, do you have that information?
Well, I was just on mute. I don't think I have. I have it for the Mountains Planning District up to date, but I don't have it for the Planning Commission.
I think our alternates right now are Commissioner Eliason.
Correct.
He's
our only alternate.
Yeah, that's right. I think that's my understanding as well.
And Commissioner Matt Dunai as well.
She's an alternate as well.
Yes.
Okay, so neither one of those two would qualify as a chair or vice chair, but the rest of you on the call would.
So even Neil and Ron.
Let's talk about that. So Neil and Ron are both on expired terms.
Mm-hmm.
And under county ordinance, they're able to continue serving until replaced. So I don't know what the county's plans are, if they want to continue to have them serve until, I mean, obviously I think we want to have them serve until replaced. I don't know what the plans are for replacement, if there's any. So it might not be a good idea to recommend either of those, because there's always that possibility that they could be replaced at any time. I don't know if that's an actual possibility, but it is a possibility.
So this is Commissioner Watkins. So let me just make sure I understand it. So it's basically Collard, Hyatt, and Watkins. Is there anybody else that are eligible?
I think those are the best possibilities at this point. Jake, do you have any input on that?
That sounds correct.
I guess it's if you two want to continue serving, so I vote for status quo.
And I'll second that.
All right, so we have a motion, and I would be willing to continue serving. Commissioner Hyatt, are you also willing to continue serving as vice chair?
I am willing to continue, and I want to say thank you for your service. I think you do an excellent job, so thank you for being willing to do it again.
Yeah, you bet.
Yep, you do a fantastic job keeping us all in line and the community.
I have some help to keep me on track. All right, so we have a motion. It's been moved and seconded to appoint Commissioner Collard is chair and Commissioner Hyatt is vice chair for 2022. All those in favor say aye.
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 If my vote counts, aye.
And any against can say nay. All right, so the motion carries. I will continue, both I and continue, Hyatt will continue to serve in our chairmanships. Any other matters of business before we conclude the meeting? All right. In that case, we will see you all on.
Wait a sec.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Do we have to approve minutes?
All right, none.
We did that at the beginning. Yeah. Commissioner Hyatt led that motion.
Okay. Oh, sorry, I missed it.
So did I. But in that case, we'll go ahead and adjourn until the February 16th meeting.
Perfect. Thank you all. Thanks for hopping on.
Thank you.
Great meeting. Have a great day. Uh-oh.